Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's Super Tuesday, which means that 14 states around the country are voting. And I'm sure you thought I was going to come on here and talk about Bernie Sanders. And obviously, this day means the world to me. But as big as today is, I have one man on my mind. His life hangs in the balance. His name is Nate Woods. You can go to SaveNate.com right now. We need all hands on deck. I want you to learn about the case. It's scheduled to be executed on this Thursday. We are days away from the execution of a man who does not deserve such a thing to happen. I'm going to break the case down some more. I will talk a little bit about elections today, but today is really an action steps day. We need everybody to go to SaveNate.com. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
It is Super Tuesday, which is the single biggest day in the entire Democratic primary. And I have spent so much of the past 2 months doing nearly 40 different events around the country in New Hampshire, all over California. I've done maybe 20 plus events in California, all over Texas, in Houston, in Dallas, all over the state to fight not just for Bernie Sanders, but to fight for Medicare for all, to fight for a completely revolutionized immigration system, to fight for policies that will combat climate change, that will lift wages for everyday people around the country. And as I've been fighting for all those things, I've met so many wonderful, beautiful people all over the country. I was at the huge rally this weekend in Los Angeles. But as we've gotten to today, which is a huge, huge day for our country, for our campaign, I'd be lying if I said what was on my mind was anything other than Nate Woods, a young brother who's scheduled to be executed on this Thursday. I shudder to think even that we live in a nation that executes people. We are really one of the only developed nations in the world that continues to have the death penalty. And I oppose it for 101 different reasons, chief among them that it is used disproportionately against African-American men, poor African-American men in particular. And here we are, with a young man who never pulled a trigger in a case that he is now about to be executed for. If you haven't heard me break it down, I did on just a few episodes ago, but we've built a new website called SaveNate.com in partnership with his attorneys and his families and others, and I want you to go there today, even if you just stop this podcast, stop this episode, and go on your phone, on your computer, to SaveNate.com. It's important. And sometimes we fight for something knowing that all of the odds are stacked against us, knowing that the systems of inequity and oppression were designed and built to execute Nate. This justice system was never built to give him justice, to give people like him justice. It was meant to oppress us. And so all of a sudden, when we try to squeeze justice, fairness, equity, balance out of this system for a man like Nate Woods, it's not there. There's no way to do it. All the way back in 2004, Nate and a friend of his were in a house known to be what we call a drug house, where people bought, sold, traded, and used drugs. And police had been surveilling the house for weeks and months on end. They had regularly busted in there for raids and other things. And two different times on this day in 2004, they came there claiming to want to arrest somebody, but they never did. And eventually they barged into the house. And when they did, they sprayed Nate in his face with pepper spray, which is very relevant in this case. And if you've ever even been in the room when pepper spray has been sprayed, it's brutal. It's so disabling that you really cannot continue doing what you're doing. They barge into the house, spray him with pepper spray, and Nate goes running through the house, out through the back window of the back of the house, and his friend, longtime friend, shoots and kills a police officer in the house. Nate had nothing to do, and Nate didn't have a gun, didn't shoot the police officer. Nate goes out the back window, across the street, and literally just sits on the front porch of a home while his friend in the house busts out of the house and shoots and kills two more police officers. Now, this is in Birmingham, Alabama. So you can imagine. And I understand. I am deeply sympathetic to anybody who loses their life to gun violence, if it's a police officer or anybody else. And you can understand, in Birmingham, they were going to have blood. They were going to hold people accountable. Except Nate had nothing to do with it. They offered Nate a plea deal where he would not only not get life in prison, but that he would get 20 to 25 years, basically, which is still an incredibly long time. He could literally be out in 4 years. His attorneys advised him not to take the deal because they didn't think he was guilty of the crime. They put up a horrible defense, and instead of getting 20 to 25 years, they convicted Nate, which is wrong, of capital murder, which is premeditated, deliberate murder. And the penalty in Alabama for that is the death penalty. If the state offers 20 years, how can you then give a man the death penalty? It's preposterous. It's one of the most complicated cases I've ever fought against or fought for, because here you have three police officers killed. These were husbands and fathers and sons and uncles, fellow officers beloved by the department. If you go to SaveNate.com, you'll realize there was a lot of misconduct in that police department, even among several of the police who were involved that day. Less than I want to use my time to disparage those men who were killed. I want to say that Nate had nothing to do with them being killed, other than being in the house. The police admit, no one claims, not the police, not prosecutors, nobody claims that Nate pulled a trigger. Nobody disputes that he was sprayed right in his face with pepper spray as soon as police entered the house. Of course he had nothing to do with this. How then will you execute him? Basically just for being in the vicinity. Police later claimed something that was outrageous. They later claimed that Nate planned an ambush on the officers. Mind you, again, after the shooting, Nate literally went to a porch across the street and sat on it and waited for police to see him and find him. He didn't go on a run or on a rampage. He didn't fire a gun. He did nothing. And it's outrageous that we're even in this moment. And so if you go now to SaveNate.com, you'll find the action steps that you can take. You can send a letter to the governor. We've had thousands of people do it already. There are phone calls that you can make. You can learn more about the case. I want you to see his pictures. I want you to see the face and the name behind America's cruel use of the death penalty. It's awful. Right after a word from our sponsor, I'll come back with some thoughts about Super Tuesday and some closing thoughts on how we can try our damnedest to save Nate. Be right back. I had no earthly idea just how difficult it would be to recruit and hire great employees. It's a beast. It's one of the hardest things that we do at the North Star, at the Breakdown, at the Action Pack, all the organizations and businesses that I'm a part of. We are regularly hiring and looking for great new help, but it is so difficult. That's why we love ZipRecruiter. And ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of every 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So listen, if you're an employer, if you're a business, small or large, right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. All listeners of The Breakdown can go to ZipRecruiter.com/Sean. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Sean. ZipRecruiter.com/Sean. You can go there now because ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire new employees. Check it out. Let me know what you think about it. ZipRecruiter.com/Sean. Listen, of course, today I want you to vote. All over the country, there are, of course, not just primaries for the presidential election, but in all 14 states, there are elections for U.S. Senate, for Congress, for district attorney, all over the country. Today is not a day to sit out. And in so many ways, primary day is arguably even more important than election day in November. In many places where you all live, who you choose for the primary wins the election. For many of you, winning today, I'm thinking of all of my friends who are running for district attorney around the country. In a lot of cities, if you win that district attorney's race today, in some places they won't even have a Republican opponent. You win today, you win. In many congressional districts, you win today, you win. So today is the day we get to choose the best candidates that will be up for election in November. And so vote smart. I'm thinking of all of you. I campaigned my heart out in Texas and California. And so I love all of you that I met on the road. It was just a beautiful, fun experience. I was even in California for the past few days, campaigning through today. I am now back in Brooklyn. I'll be speaking at the University of Connecticut tonight, and I'm looking forward to that event. So vote yes, vote smart, vote for all the positions. But please, I beg of you, don't leave today without going to SaveNate.com. I don't know that what we're going to do is going to work. I don't know. I know we've gotten very little response from the governor, from the conservative legislature there. Because the case involves dead police officers, people won't touch it. They won't touch it at all. And that's painful. It's a painful reality to know that. That's what we're seeing. That's what we're up against. That's what we're dealing with. But we need all hands on deck. So please go to SaveNate.com. Please make the phone calls. Please send the letter to the governor. Please read more about the story. Please share the link on all of your social media accounts. Send it to your friends and family and tell them about the case. I want us to fight for this man. If he's executed on Thursday, I want him to have the peace of mind of knowing that thousands of people fought to stop it. All right? That's not enough. It's not good enough. But I don't want this man to die thinking that we didn't care. We care. All right? I've got to run. I love you. Appreciate you. Take care, everybody. Break it down.
the break.